Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Native. Native makes safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and enter promo code AC during checkout. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. One thing I hear often from teams and creative pros is that the process by which they do their work is the most frustrating part of their job. Not frustrating because the process isn't clear, not frustrating because the process constantly changes, although that's often the case as well. But frustrating because the number of interactions they have to have throughout the process, the number of buy-ins that they have to secure throughout the process, the amount of minds that are changed, the number of times that they have to go back and rework and relitigate decisions absolutely drains them. It drains their energy, it drains their focus, and it's a thief of the most valuable time that they have during the course of the week when they have to go back and redo work over and over again. So today I want to talk about a concept called the long hallway. This is a concept I learned from my friend Ben, who was a creative director for a number of years at a production company. And Ben talked to me about how to think about the process of doing creative work kind of like a long hallway with a sequence of chambers. We're going to talk about that today. And I'm going to see if maybe we can't help you think through your process and some of the collaborations, interactions that you have with people, and use this episode as a framework for helping you get the control into a place where it feels at least sane and at least somewhat predictable, at least somewhat stable for you. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Native. Native makes safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. Native has fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in the deodorant. It's safe and it's effective. Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and for women. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the course of the year. So some of the classic deodorant scents include coconut and vanilla, which is, by the way, their most popular scent, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint, which is my preferred scent. Native offers free returns and exchanges in the United States, and you can subscribe and save 17%. You can save $2 per stick of deodorant and have Native conveniently delivered to your door every 1, 2, 3, or 4 months. Again, as I mentioned, I use eucalyptus and mint. I'm on stage a lot, right, in front of people, speaking under the lights. And I have to say that having a deodorant that I can trust is really, really important to me. You need to know that your deodorant is going to deliver, and Native can hang with you. It can with your workout. Maybe you're a busy mom, you're running all over the place. Maybe you're working a 16-hour day at work. Native can definitely hang with you for sure. So here's the deal. You can get 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedeodorant.com and entering promo code AC during checkout. Again, that's 20% off your first purchase by going to nativedeodorant.com and entering promo code AC at checkout. We thank Native for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about navigating the long hallway of your creative work. So again, I mentioned my friend Ben. Ben is a brilliant guy. And Ben said, listen, every creative project is kind of like this. It's like you're navigating down a long hallway. And at the beginning of the hallway, you know, you're sort of doing the brief and the direction and all of that. And the end of the hallway is the completion of the project. As you move through the project, you're going to hit several checkpoints throughout this hallway. And at those checkpoints, when you make important decisions, when you need to get buy-in from people, it's like you're walking through a doorway. And once you walk through the doorway, a 2-foot-thick steel door closes behind you. That's how you have to think about it, right? And so at those critical checkpoints, at those critical moments, it's really important that you have the right conversations and that you ask the right questions. Because if you move through that doorway without asking the right questions and you have to go back through the doorway again, it can be very laborious, very time-consuming, very expensive to do that. And so I've really enjoyed using this metaphor over the years, because I think it's really a really powerful one to help describe, especially to people who are stakeholders in the project, what it's like as you're trying to make decisions in the project, you know, and why it's so critical that they pay attention throughout the project. Let's face it, sometimes people don't really pay attention until they have skin in the game. So you can be doing something in the background and get their tacit buy-in to the direction or to a decision or to the work. But until they really feel like their skin is in the game, they're not really going to pay that much attention. So I want to give you a couple of principles for how you should handle those critical moments in a project. Give you a couple of things to consider, a couple of questions to ask at those critical moments in the process, because how we manage the process, especially as leaders, right? How we manage the process is going to determine in large part the amount of stability that our team feels. And stability is critical to their ability to do wild, imaginative work. If your team doesn't have a sense of stability, if they don't have clear boundaries around their work, then they're not going to be able to produce the kind of risky work that you hope they'll produce, where they're really venturing out onto the edges because they're constantly trying to resolve the process. They're wasting mental cycles resolving the process instead of engaging in the process to do the kind of wild, imaginative work that you want them to do. So when you get to one of those important junctures in a project where you know, okay, we are now making a decision and we're moving on, there are a couple of things you need to consider. Number one, who else needs to know about this? Okay, sometimes we fail to consider stakeholders who have the ability to send the project off the rails later. We get buy-in from the most immediate stakeholders, maybe our manager, maybe a client, you know, whoever it is. We get buy-in from those people, and that's important. We have to get buy-in from them, but we don't necessarily consider others who have the ability to swoop in later and force us to redo the work. So one question that I encourage you to always ask when you get to those critical junctures, we just made a decision, we're going to spend 3 weeks working on something, we have a direction, we're moving forward, is who else needs to know about this right now? Maybe it's my manager's manager. Maybe I need to negotiate a conversation with her to make sure that she's bought in, because I know that at the next stage, she's going to swoop in and she might say, "Yeah, this isn't working. Let's go back to the beginning." Well, that's going to be very, very difficult for my team who just spent 2 weeks working on something, right? So when you get to that critical juncture, maybe you're a freelancer and you're working for a client, and maybe the person you're working with gave you their approval, but maybe you know that their manager is going to need to buy in before, you know, before too long. Maybe you go ahead and loop that manager in now on the decision. Who else needs to know about this? That is a powerful question that anybody should be asking whenever they're about to make a risky decision or a decision that could cost you something later, right? Could cost you days or weeks of work if somebody swoops in and changes their mind. So who else needs to know about this? You should be asking this pretty consistently throughout the process, and especially when you get to one of those important decision points as you're navigating down the hall, the long hallway, and that door is about to close behind you. Okay, so that's the first thing I encourage you to ask at those critical junctures. The second thing is, what do I need right now? So before you step through the doorway, you need to ask, what do I need right now in order to succeed in this next chamber that I'm about to enter? If I make this decision, what do I need right now to ensure that this is going to be a successful decision? It could be a couple of things. Number one, it could be resources. Okay, if I'm going to go this direction, I want to make sure that I have the resources lined up to be able to facilitate that direction, that I'm going to have what I need to be able to execute on what I'm planning to do. You don't want to have to negotiate that later. You want to make sure that you have the resources lined up to move in the direction that you want to go. So it could be resources. It could be permission. Maybe you need permission from somebody on your side, or maybe you need permission from the client, or you need permission from someone else in your orbit, maybe a collaborator, to move forward. So do I need permission in any capacity in order to make this decision and step through this doorway? And then the other thing could be information. Maybe you don't have all the information you need to be able to take this step. So maybe you need to ask yourself, okay, is there anything I don't know right now that's going to inhibit me in a week? And how can I get that information now so that I'm stepping forward with confidence, and when the door closes behind me, I'm ready to move forward to the next, the next part of this project. So resources, permission, information. Are there resources I need? Do I need permission from anyone? Is there information that I need in order to be able to make meaningful progress right now? Okay, so what do I need right now is the second question. And then the third question, and this is one that's really important before you step through that doorway, is what am I not considering? Okay, this is a tricky question because we're dealing with underlying assumptions here, right? What am I not considering? So it gets at the root of maybe some of the either overt or unknown assumptions that we're making about the work. So here, I want to give you something you can use to kind of frame this up for yourself. So what am I not considering? You're looking for second and third order consequences of your decision. Okay, so I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to step through this doorway. If I move in this direction, what are the potential consequences of this? Not just the first order consequences. Oh, the client's going to be pleased. But the second and the third order consequences, like for example, I'm setting the bar really high for what the client should expect from me next time. And so next time they're going to expect this thing that I really can only deliver once because I'm maxing out my budget in order to deliver this. And I probably won't be able to do that again. That's a second order consequence. What's the client going to think next time, right? Or it could be relational consequences. Okay, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to go in this direction. I'm planting a flag here. I'm moving through the doorway. The door is closing behind me. Okay, are there any relational consequences to this? So for example, am I moving forward, but somebody on my team is really, really, really opposed to this idea? Do I need to have a conversation with them before I move forward and plant this flag? Do I need to check in with my manager's manager who was burned by the last big risk that we took and make sure that they understand the rationale for why we're taking a risk that's similar to the one that burned them last time? All right, so what am I not considering? Spend some time thinking about anything that you could be overlooking, second and third order consequences, relational consequences, before you step through that doorway. Okay, who else needs to know about this? That's number one. The second is, what do I need right now? It could be resources, permission, information. And then what am I not considering? So second and third order consequences, relational consequences, those are the things we want to ask at critical moments. So you need to establish what those critical decision points are. Then you need to ask those questions before you move through the door. Now, once you decide to move through the door and you've made a decision, you're moving on into the next chamber, the next phase of the project, you need to communicate to stakeholders, listen, we're making this decision right now. I'm securing buy-in from you for this decision because it's going to mean my team's going to work for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks on this work, given the direction that we're choosing today. All right. So we can go back through this doorway. We can, but understand that it's a 2-foot thick steel door and we're going to have to get out the blowtorch. It's going to be very time intensive. It's not going to be easy for us to go back and redo this decision. So it's much, 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 much easier for us just to do diligence now and make the decision now. Now, if we learn something, if we iterate, if we have a new insight as we do the work, that's very different from just being flippant or non-committal at this point in the process. So we need buy-in, we need skin in the game, we need approval, we need to know that everybody is bought into the direction we're going. Because once that door goes down, it becomes very expensive to go back through it. And that's what navigating the hallway is like. It's moving from one chamber to the next, to the next, to the next with a door closing behind you. And at each point, you're asking, who else needs to know about this? What do I need right now in order to move to the next chamber? And what am I not considering? What are the consequences that are out there that are hovering, that are potential ramifications of this decision that maybe I haven't yet considered? If you are mindful, by the way, this applies to you as a creative, it applies to you as a manager, it applies to you as a freelancer. It doesn't matter. As you're navigating through the projects of your work and your life, if you pause at each important juncture and you ask those three questions, you're going to be far, far more likely to have a harmonious workplace, yes, but also you're far more likely to have smooth sailing because you're not going to be constantly relitigating decisions, constantly renegotiating for resources, constantly trying to figure out how am I going to even make this happen? Because you have a process, you have checkpoints in place to ask those questions at critical junctures. And that will make all the difference in how you approach your work. And especially if you lead a team, it's going to make all the difference for them because they're going to feel protected by you, that the process is stable. It's not perpetually shifting whenever somebody changes their mind. Okay? Hopefully this is helpful to you. Would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.